Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 2, The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis, Text Number 33. Yakaschani Shovalino Takuragat. Prachanda vegad abhidavato brisham pitam prapanam paripati advayan mrityu pradavat yaranam tam imahi. Ya He who, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kaschana, someone, Isha, the Supreme Controller, Balina, very powerful, Antaka Uragat, from the great serpent of time, which brings death. Prachandavegat, whose force is fearful. Abhidavataha, who is chasing. Brisham, endlessly, every hour and every minute. Bitam, one who is afraid of death. Prapanam, who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Paripati, he protects. Yat bayat, from fear of the Lord. Mrityu, death itself. Pradavati runs away. Aranam, the actual shelter of everyone. Tam, unto him. Imahi, I surrender or take shelter. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly not known to everyone, but He is very powerful and influential. Therefore, although the serpent of eternal time, which is fearful in force, endlessly chases everyone ready to swallow him, the one who fears the serpent seeks shelter of the Lord gives him protection. For even death runs away in fear of the Lord. I therefore surrender unto him, the great and powerful supreme authority who is the actual shelter of everyone. Purport. One who is intelligent understands that there is a great and supreme authority above everything. That great authority appears in different incarnations to save the innocent from disturbances. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Puritranaya Sarunam Vinashaya Tridiskritam. The Lord appears in His various incarnations for two purposes, to annihilate the diskriti, the sinful, and to protect His devotees. The king of the elephants desired to surrender unto Him. This is intelligent. One must know that the great Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto Him. The Lord comes personally to instruct us how to be happy, and only fools and rascals do not see by intelligence this supreme authority, the supreme person. And the Shruti mantra is said, Bishasmad vatak pavate bishodideti Surya, Bishasmad Agnis Chandrascha Ritya Davati Panchamaha Taitreya Upanishad. It is out of fear of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the wind is blowing, that the sun is distributing heat and light, and that death is chasing everyone. Thus, there is a Supreme Controller, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9:10. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sucharacharam. This material manifestation is working so well because of the Supreme Controller. Any intelligent person, therefore, can understand that there is a Supreme Controller. Furthermore, the Supreme Controller himself appears as Lord Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as Lord Ramachandra, to give us instructions and to show us by example how to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If those who are diskriti, the lowest of men, do not surrender, namam diskritino muda pravadyante naradama. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord clearly says, mrityu sarvaharas chaham. I am all devouring death. Thus, mrityu, or death, is the representative who takes everything away from the living being who has accepted a material body. No one can say, I do not fear death. This is a false proposition. Everyone fears death. However, one who seeks shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be saved from death. One may argue, does the devotee not die? The answer is that a devotee certainly must give up his body. The body is material. The difference is, however, that for one who surrenders to Krishna fully and who is protected by Krishna, the present body is his last. He will not again receive a material body to be subjected to death. This is assured in Bhagavad Gita 4:9. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti sorjana. A devotee, after giving up his body, does not accept a material body, but returns home back to Godhead. We're always in danger, because at any moment death can take place. It is not only Gajendra, the king of the elephants, who was afraid of death. Everyone should fear death, because everyone is caught in the crocodile of eternal time and may die at any moment. The best course, therefore, is to seek shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and be saved from the struggle for existence in this material world, in which one repeatedly takes birth and dies. To reach this understanding is the ultimate goal of life. As in the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 2nd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis Management. So the translation again. Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly not known to everyone, but it is very powerful and influential. Therefore, although the serpent of eternal time, which is fearful in force, endlessly chases everyone, ready to swallow him, if one who fears the serpent seeks shelter of the Lord gives him protection. For even death runs away in fear of the Lord. I therefore surrender unto him, the great and powerful Supreme Authority, who is the actual shelter of everyone. For our sake, the same philosophy has to be repeated again and again. Am I going too fast? I was just listening to a lecture by Srila Prabhupada, and he said exactly the same thing in the lecture, but it wasn't for this verse. Namely, that if one sees for instance, a car driving down the street, a child may think that the car is going on automatically. But an adult knows that there's an actual driver behind the car. Nowadays, of course, they have so-called driverless cars. But actually, there's some kind of driver. Either it's programmed, someone programmed the car to drive. It didn't just drive accidentally. Or it's being driven remotely. In any case, there is a driver behind the car. The child may think it's going automatically, but a person who has more intelligence knows that there's a driver behind it. The child, being foolish, can't understand. And here, foolish, mudha. Namam diskritino mudha, prapadyante narayanama, maya pritigyana asaram bhavamashritya. So those who are mudhas, avijananti mamhudha, they don't understand that behind this creation is a driver. Now, we say the driver's name is Krishna. You may say the driver's name is Allah or Jehovah, whatever. It makes no difference. But we have to agree that there is a driver behind the universe. And it's not us. Although the scientists are trying to claim that there's nothing in the universe except for us. And of all those living entities on this planet, the ones who are actually controlling the most are they. They're controlling the most. Therefore, we should take them as a kind of God. We could say a demigod, but actually, since they don't believe that there's any God, they're as close to the full God as possible. Of course, the question is whether they have full beauty or not. They claim they have the most intelligence, but they're not exactly in charge of, or they don't exactly possess all beauty. Now, above the so-called scientists are the people who are paying for their salary. So wealth has been taken as the most important quality that one can have. Because with wealth you can buy everything else. If you have wealth, then you're as close to being God as anyone can become God in this world. That's what they think. But they cannot see, because they may have wealth, they may even have some power, but their knowledge has been stolen by illusion. Because they can't even understand the fact that if you have a car running, there must be a driver. Now we may think, well, that's not very important. Everyone knows that. Unfortunately, there's a big machine going on called the universe. Or even in this body, which is like a machine, yantra rudani maya, there's also a driver. Now, who's that driver? We claim we're the driver. So at least we have to, even if we don't know who the actual driver is, still we know that we're driving. When we leave the body, when the soul leaves the body doesn't drive anymore. Prabhupada said that here's the father, he's just left his body, the son is crying, my father has died. But someone may question, but your father is right there, his body is there. No, no, you don't understand. My father has died. But how has he died? The body's right there. So, actually you've never seen your father. You've seen only the body of your father. Otherwise, what is missing? The whole body is there, but you're claiming he died. Now the scientists will say he's missing some chemical. All right, maybe we take that as a possibility. He's missing some chemical. So what is that chemical? Well, we're just investigating. We just need a few more trillion dollars and we'll figure it out. So show me a chemical that's conscious, and you put it into the body becomes conscious. Well, we have an example. They even made a movie about it. Do you know what the name of the movie was? Yes, Frankenstein. You have to have faith in the movies. Or else you're faithless. Now, as Krishna says, asatyam apratishtam te, well, actually before that he says, pravitim cha nivritim cha jana navidu asura nisatyam napichachiro nisocham nisocham napichachiro nisatyam teishu vidyate. They say they don't know what's to be done and what's not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor truthfulness nor proper behavior is found in them. So ultimately what's meant to be done? What's meant to be done is to do something that will increase our consciousness, become more conscious of ourself as a soul, and more conscious of how this world is actually working. Now we have theoretical consciousness that the body's changing, but I'm not changing. So that's intelligence. Now, on the opposite of that, my body is changing, but I'm also changing. So then you have to consider that as a possibility, that my body's changing and I'm changing. So then we have to question, then can you remember when you had a 5-year-old body? No. Can you remember when you had a 15-year-old body? No. Can you remember 5 minutes ago? Well, vaguely. So your body changed, but how could you be there 5 minutes ago and now you're here now, so that means you didn't change. Oh, you and your philosophy. So one has to consider that with one's own intelligence. Not that the person's giving the class is constantly saying it, trying to beat us over the head, you're eternal. Most people say, all right, so I'm eternal, so what? Big deal. Now the question, now according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Deha Patya Kalatradishu Atma Sanyeshva Satsupi Tesham Pramato Nidanam Pashanapi Napashati, that the whole world is going on just to survive. Mrityu Savaharascha, because everything else is secondary. Whatever we can accomplish, whatever we want to accomplish, could only be accomplished if we have a body. Now you take the body away, all our accomplishments, all our assets are zero. So the worst thing that can happen to someone is that they die or they leave their body. So the whole material world is going on simply as a struggle, mamai vangso jiva loke, jiva bhutak sanatanam. If you're wondering why you're struggling, well, that's why we're all struggling here, is to avoid death. Avoid leaving this body and all the wonderful assets that we have and all the wonderful qualities that this body possesses and our bright future after the pandemic is over. How we're all going to be free to live here forever. After we take our 15th inoculation, then suddenly we're going to sprout 4 arms and live here forever. Therefore, deha, everyone's trying to make the body healthy, patya. Why do people have children? Well, sometimes they want to just play with something, so they have children. Kaladra. And why the wife? Because the wife gives children, and the children grow up, and they become doctors and lawyers, and they make a whole lot of money, and we spend our old age in Florida. Nice warm climate. Playing shuffleboard and chess and enjoying life. And by that time, far in the future, when we have to leave our body, the scientists will give us a pill and we'll go on living in this body forever. Or they'll freeze us, they did with Walt Disney. they froze him with the idea that in the future when they discover the secret for eternal life, when everyone's chanting Hare Krishna, they can unfreeze him and he can chant Hare Krishna too and actually get eternal life. They finally figured out how to get eternal life. Call it Atma Sanyetra Satsupi. So all these different soldiers, all these different protections, as we heard yesterday in the class, Balasyaneha Sharanam Pitaro Nishingha. The parents are trying to protect the child, the doctor is trying to save the patient with his medicine, the boat is supposed to take the passenger safely across the water, but the child may die, the medicine may prove ineffective, and the boat may sink, if that's what Krishna desires. And even if the child grows up, even if the medicine is effective, as I said before, one devotee told me his father was 87 years old, and he had a heart operation. So his son, who's a devotee, said, "Father, maybe it's time to get serious about spiritual life." He said, "Why should I get serious?" He said, "I already had the operation." Therefore, when there is a crisis, that's when generally people wake up. That with all these different protections, that if Krishna wants, he may temporarily protect us through these means, but ultimately everyone dies anyhow. No matter how successful the operation was, no matter how old the child grows up to be, no matter how much strong the boat was and it passed to the water, eventually everyone dies anyhow. As I mentioned before, that man, there were many survivors, but he was working in the boiler room of the Titanic. And when the Titanic hit the iceberg, the engine exploded, and all the oil flew everywhere and covered him, because he was working in the engine room. But then he was thrown into the ocean, but because he was completely covered with oil, the freezing water didn't affect him, so he survived. So celebrating his successful voyage on the Titanic, he was intoxicated when he celebrating a month later in New York City. But it had rained, and there was a few centimeters of water on the street in between the curb, the sidewalk, and the road. And because he was intoxicated, he fell down between the sidewalk and the road, and his nose was in 2 centimeters of water, and he drowned. Similarly, one lady was in Bali when they had the terrorist attack in the nightclub, and the bombs went off and killed everyone in the nightclub, all the tourists there. And she had walked out of the nightclub just one moment before the bombs went off. So she survived. So to celebrate that, her survival, she went to Australia, to the Great Reef in northern Australia, to celebrate it, to go swimming there. And at night, her and her friends decided to go swimming in the Great Reef, and she was standing right before a sign. It said, "Beware of alligators." And an alligator came and took her away for the swim. She had her last swim with the alligator. So everyone's thinking, "I've escaped death," but as it says, no matter how much we think we've escaped death, death is right behind us, ready to catch up at any moment. Or is that man, he sent his servant to the village in order to buy something. So when the servant was there trying to buy the product that this master wanted, the servant saw death personified smiling at him. So he became very disturbed, ran back to his master and said, I was in the village trying to buy that article that you wanted me to get, but death personified was smiling at me, so I was afraid and I came back here. So the master said, no worries, here, take the money, go to this other village, and I'll go and find out why death personified was smiling at you in the village. So the master went to the village, found death personified, and said, death personified, why were you smiling at my servant? He said, I was just surprised to see him there, that actually I had an appointment with him at this other village, the one that the master sent him to. So let us remember that there actually is a controller, and that controller is all nice. He's Bhoktaram Yagat Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam. He's a friend of everyone. But then again, he takes everything away. Mrityu Sarvaharastraham. But he doesn't do it to be mean. He does it because the living entities are bewildered, thinking that this is my home and I'm going to make a permanent place here. So he keeps on reminding us this is not our home, this is not where we belong, and therefore we should take shelter of him, who is the only one who could actually bring us back to the spiritual world. So as long as we keep on rejecting Krishna, then we have to take one body after another. Pritirna yavan maivasudeva namochite deha yogena tadva. We have to take one body after another until we finally surrender to Krishna. Surrender means we start following his instructions. Now we just, Krishna, I'm yours. You're right. For 5 seconds. Now we just try and follow his instructions, try to find out what they are, try to understand how to apply them in our lives. And then Krishna will become pleased and gradually will make progress, and one day will become eligible to understand Krishna in truth. That he is everywhere, all the time, controlling everything. He is the reason why we exist, should be to please him, because he's our best friend. He's, just like Prabhupada said, the finger has a business, the finger is meant to serve the whole body. Otherwise, the finger is useless. If the finger says, I'm not going to serve the body, I'm going to take the glove gem in and just squish it and try to enjoy it without bringing it to the stomach, then the finger is useless. It's diseased. It's crazy. Similarly, we're all meant to become happy by making Krishna happy. When Krishna is happy, then everyone becomes happy, including ourselves. And when we try to independently make ourselves happy without making Krishna happy, we're exactly like the finger squashing the glove-jaman, trying to become happy by squashing a glove-jaman. It's just a waste of time. Therefore, the conclusion is, we should chant Hare Krishna, try to serve Krishna's mission, tell others about Krishna, tell everyone about the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and this way we'll become good fingers, useful fingers. And we can make progress in becoming part of the whole body again. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments?
Hare Krishna. Avadhuta Raya Prabhu has a question.
Did you have a question too? You can ask your question first.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inspiring the lecture. Could I just ask, when you said that at the time of death, everything is taken away from us, could I ask, is there anything that is not taken away from us that we can feel? So what is the part of ourselves that is not taken away from us when we die?
Our karma. We go with our subtle body. If we don't go back to the spiritual world, then we take our subtle body to our next body. And then we get the reactions for our karma. In one of the 8,400,000 species of life, we're allowed to enter and get the reactions, but for our present activities in this lifetime and for past activities in previous lifetimes.
Question from Avaduta Raya Prabhu. In his lecture in Montreal in 1968, Srila Prabhupada says that the Russians surrounded the Earth planet by Sputnik 25 times in 85 minutes. But this is not so. How to understand that he believed this?
Well, Prabhupada said so many things when he was lecturing in order to be, as one time I when we saw Prabhupada at the airport, it means that I was one of the devotees in Dallas when Prabhupada arrived, I think it's 74 or 73. And they asked Prabhupada about how it's possible to travel. And Prabhupada said there's three ways you can travel. One is by mystic power. One is by taking a large number of pigeons and attaching them. And then riding on the pigeons, having the pigeons pull you. And the third one is riding on this airplanes. So the report asked Prabhupada, how did you come? He said, I came by the plane just to become one with you. Just to be one with you. So Prabhupada didn't want to agitate people's minds by everything he heard. That's wrong. That's nonsense. No. Prabhupada wanted to preach the essence of Krishna consciousness, and he wanted people to hear what the message was, not to contradict every single statement that was being made, true or false. So therefore, Prabhupada sometimes he would agree with the statement and then bring out some Krishna conscious purport to it. So therefore, it appears sometimes Prabhupada says contradictory statements about different topics. But actually, the purport of what Prabhupada is trying to present is there. The details Prabhupada wasn't so concerned about. He was concerned about giving people the essence of Krishna consciousness.
And then there is another question. On Srimad Bhagavatam 4.28.65, Vishwanatha comments, Oki Prachinadari, I have put a story to you which is beyond the limit of time. Question, what means beyond the limit of time?
Means it's true, past, present, future. The essence of that story that he told about King Paranjana was true. The essence is true. Just like when Krishna says, the body's changing but the soul doesn't change, that's beyond limit of time. It's true for the past, present, future, forever. Yes?
Sun is distributing light out of fear of Krishna. Wind is blowing out of fear of Krishna. So for devotees, it sounds a little strange. Why should the sun fear Krishna? They are all devotees, so why should they do their work only out of fear?
Well, the sun is supposed to distribute light. Now, it knows that if it doesn't distribute light, it's going to get into trouble. Krishna will put it in trouble. So it may happily give the light off, but in the back of the mind they know that I better do it or else I'm going to get into trouble. Just like we come to class, maybe someone tells a joke and we have a good time, but we're afraid if I don't come to class, maybe I won't get prasadam. So there's some fear there too. Anything else? Did you have a question, Mataji?
Yes.
We have our... if someone has enough energy, they can bring the microphone. Marathon runner.
Firstly, thank you for the really amazing lecture. I kind of have two questions. The first being, I understand that we come back as in the human form of life because we sinned in our previous life or we did something wrong, but...
Well, if you come back in the human form of life, you must have done something right, too.
Yeah, but it's how are we supposed to repent for something we don't know we did wrong? Like when we do something wrong and our parents say,
oh, Krishna will let you know eventually what you did wrong. We keep on doing the same thing wrong again and again. So just write down what you do during the day and you'll figure it out.
And my second.
And if you can't, not only what you do during the day, just sit down for japa, chant a couple of rounds and write down what goes through your mind. And you'll figure out what's wrong.
And then my second question is, some children, they like die at childbirth or like die really, really young and they don't even have the chance to realize anything or like make any kind of spiritual progress. Then what's the point of the getting the human form of life?
In their particular case, just like I met one, I was in the Chicago airport, one devotee came up to me, true story, and he said, I just met Colonel Sanders. You know Colonel Sanders? Kentucky Fried Chicken, do they have that here? Well, anyhow, you don't have to know him. Colonel Sanders was the head of, he was a founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, so you can imagine what. And he met him, this devotee met him, he was in a wheelchair. And he said he tried to sell him a book. But what was surprising to him is that Colonel Sanders looked exactly like a chicken. And when he was speaking to him, he crackled exactly like a chicken. So Krishna was so kind to Colonel Sanders that because he had killed millions and millions of billions of chickens, he would have to take birth again and again as a chicken. So Krishna already gave him one birth, apparently as a human being, so that he was preparing himself to be a chicken, even in this lifetime. So he'd have one life, less lifetime to be a chicken. So a child may die in the womb because so many abortions are going on. So there's a certain number of times they have to take birth in a womb and be killed, tortured by being killed. And then when they get done with that, then they may get another birth, or they may get an opportunity. But they have to live out their karma. And then they'll realize maybe it wasn't such a good idea killing all those children. Anything else? Thank you very much. Kwala, Grantaraya, Srimad Bhagavatam, Kijai.